Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the QuickBook Reviews podcast. Brighten your day with a book.
Hello, my fellow bookworms. This is Philippa from QuickBook Reviews, author interviews and book reviews. It's Friday. How are you? You've made it, nearly made it through another week. The weekend is approaching. I hope you've got nice things planned. I hope you've got some nice books to read. Oh, do come and join us on the Facebook group. You'd be very welcome there. When I remember, I give sneak previews of the books and authors that I'm going to be featuring in the next episode. So it's well worth joining us there. You'd be very welcome. Anyway, we've got two books today with five questions in 5 minutes, and the books are Zero Days by Ruth Ware and The Rule of Three by Sam Ripley. So let's get started and talk to the wonderful Ruth Ware about the fabulous book Zero Days. Well, it is my huge pleasure to welcome back to the podcast Ruth Ware to talk about her fantastic book Zero Days. Ruth, are you ready to answer five questions in 5 minutes?
Always.
No pressure. Your first question, can you summarise this brilliant book for us in less than a minute?
Less than a minute. Okay. My main character, Jack, is a security tester who comes home one night to find her husband has been brutally murdered. First, the police are sympathetic, but then she realises that she is their number one suspect and she has to decide whether to sit tight and hope they figure out their mistake or go on the run and solve his murder herself. Was that less than a minute?
There we go. Yes, absolutely. Great summary. Well done. Gold star. Second question. Who needs to read this book? Who would it appeal to?
Oh, obviously, as a writer, I would like to say everybody. But I think it's probably a bit more of a thriller than some of my other novels. So anybody who enjoys a bit of high octane cat and mouse kind of technology focused stuff. It does have a really strong love story at the heart. It's fundamentally a story about love and grief. So I think anybody who enjoys the struggle to be human in this world will like it.
Yes, that's absolutely spot on. Your third question, what do you want us to feel as we're reading this book? I'd say what I felt when I was reading this book is, again, I don't want to give any spoilers, but I'm always going to pack some antibiotics with me wherever I go from this day forth. But sorry, what?
Well, that's a great tip. When people ask me what the moral of the story is, I always say, use a password. That's basically what all the security people I spoke to said. What do I want people to feel? I think fundamentally, so most of my books are kind of whodunit. So the central question of the book is, who did the murder? And Jack would say that that is the central question of this book. That is what her one overriding impetus is to find out who killed her husband. But I think what will keep people turning the pages, what made me want to write it, was to find out whether Jack will be okay. Because it's really a story about overcoming grief, about coming to terms with a thing that is impossible to come to terms with. And what kept me writing was trying to find out whether Jack was ever going to manage to do that, whether she would come out the other end and find a reason to carry on without her husband. So I hope that is what readers will feel. They'll feel anxious for Jack and want to know that she will be okay.
Yes, quite. Your fourth question. Who was your favourite major and your favourite minor character in Zero Days?
Oh, I guess my favourite major character would have to be Jack. She was really fun to write. She's completely different to me. None of my characters are autobiographical, but Jack is probably the least. I could never be a pen tester. I'm very truthful. As soon as someone challenged me, I would be like, oh, gosh, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't be in this building. You're quite right. I'd give myself up. My favourite minor, I don't know if she really is minor. It's quite a small cast of characters in this book. So I'm slightly cheating here. But if there is an autobiographical character in the book, it would be this one. Because Jack has such a rubbish time in this book, I wanted to give her one person who's completely in her corner. And so I gave her a big sister called Hel, who would do anything for Jack. And there are not many people that I would commit a crime for. As previously mentioned, I am very law-abiding. But I would for my kids and my little sister, who's not that little. She's only 2 years younger than me, but she will always be my little sister. And that for Hel, that is definitely Jack. She would do anything for Jack. So Hel is probably my favourite minor character.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, we'll come to your final question. And when we talked some weeks ago, I was asking you about what biscuit had powered the writing of Zero Days, which was a chocolate digestive. Nothing wrong with that. So this question is, what drink was powering the writing of Zero Days?
Oh, always coffee for all of my novels. Drip coffee. I like a percolated coffee, not a cafetiere, semi-skimmed milk. And ideally freshly ground beans. I am a coffee snob, which is not something I love about myself. But yeah, always coffee.
Well, if it delivers books like Zero Days, we're all for it. Just keep drinking that coffee, Ruth.
Keep caffeinated. I will.
It's just been wonderful to talk to you and hear more about Zero Days. Ruth Ware, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me on. It's been my pleasure.
There we go. And now let's go and talk to Sam Ripley about his book called The Rule of Three. Well, it is my huge pleasure to welcome back to the podcast Sam Ripley, whose great book is called The Rule of Three. Sam, you have 5 questions in 5 minutes. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
No pressure. First question, can you summarise this book for us in less than 1 minute?
The Rule of Three is a mystery in which the protagonist is investigating a series of seemingly unconnected tragedies with the intention of solving the mystery before she becomes the next one to die.
Oh my goodness, that was done in seconds, not minutes. My goodness, very good. Your second question, who would this book appeal to?
I think it'll appeal to anybody who likes crime, thriller, mystery novels, especially if you like something that's a little bit unconventional in the way it's told, that plays with genre conventions and is a little bit creepy.
Indeed. Third question, what do you want us to feel as we're reading it?
I think I want you to feel exactly what the characters feel as they feel it, their sort of sense of unknowing but determination to unravel what is going on. So, you know, the book is written as a journal. There's a lot of direct address to the reader. So I really want the reader to feel part of the story because the protagonist who is telling the story certainly thinks the reader is going through the same thing.
Absolutely. Right. Your fourth question. Can you give us your favourite major and your favourite minor character in The Rule of Three?
Oh, I was doing so well. Now I'm stuck. Okay, so I would say that favourite major character is going to be Amy, who is a sort of very troubled young woman who is struggling with grief and trying to find her way in life. So yeah, I think she's a very tragic character. She's also like her own worst enemy, but I think that makes her interesting. And then for a secondary character, there is a character called Yoshi who makes cupcakes and brownies and various tasty treats for her friends. And I think we all need a friend like that.
Yes, we do. Absolutely. Great answer. Well, your final question. In our previous interview, we were talking about your biscuit of choice, and it was the Hobnob, which is absolutely splendid. So this question is about what drink was powering the writing of The Rule of Three. What was your drink of choice?
Black coffee. It's always black coffee. I have a coffee machine, so I will fuel up on espressos sort of first thing in the morning, and then generally early afternoon when I'm starting to flag, then I will have a sort of black Americano. I used to love a flat white and those kind of fancy coffees, but I just found over time it was just too much hassle and too much mess. So in typical lazy writer fashion, just strip it down to the absolute basic, stick a cup under the machine, espresso, done.
Yeah, but you're putting the book first, you see. You're so dedicated to your craft.
Yes, well, yeah, dedicated. I couldn't waste 3 minutes to froth the milk. I had to just get straight back to it. Yeah, we'll go with that.
Absolutely quite right too. Well, it's just great to hear more about the book. Sam Ripley, whose book is called The Rule of Three. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And there we go. Those are your two books with five questions in 5 minutes. I'm ready to send you on your way. Do you want to have the book names again? I mean, I've said them quite a few times, but I'll say them again once more because you never know. So we've had 0 Days by Ruth Ware and The Rule of Three by Sam Ripley. Those are your books. I'm sending you on your way. Enjoy your weekend. Look after yourselves and I'll be back on Monday with a long, waffly episode. So I'll speak to you then. Take care now. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the QuickBook Reviews podcast. That's enough books, said no one, ever. See you again soon.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.